All right, Ken Neville's here. The new Feast magazine is out. You can also go to feaststl.com. Cat sponsored by Jimmy's on the Park. You know, with my attention deficit disorder.
You can visit them at 706 DeMunn Avenue. Call now for reservations. Jimmy's on the Park.
Andrew literally just told me the plug, and since I didn't have it written down in front of me, I knew I wouldn't be able to.
Andrew's full of information.
Can you believe I got a 1,500 on my SATs, too?
Congratulations.
I'm lying. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
And first, let's talk about the new issue, which I know you're very proud of, and you should be.
Yes.
So if you're not letting me read it, it's just sitting in front of you. You've
seen
it.
I'll hand it over once we're finished. But, okay. Yeah, it's got these gorgeous pancakes on the cover. We did a really fun piece on cooking with your kids for Father's Day.
Cool.
And it's like PB&J pancakes and like a green eggs and ham, breakfast pizza, ribeye sandwich, all this really kind of over-the-top stuff for dad, but things that you can kind of cook with your kids.
It sort of sounds like you also took into consideration that the kids will make a mess.
So, oh, yeah.
So the items you selected were things kids could make and they wouldn't destroy the kitchen.
Exactly. No, they will make a mess. I actually just cooked breakfast pancakes with my goddaughters over the weekend, and it was an interesting, I don't have kids, and so for me, it was really an interesting experience. Like, even just getting them to crack eggs, they crush them rather than cracking them. It was
sure. How old are the girls?
3 and 6.
Three?
Oh, 3 and 5. Lorelai would kill
Fantastic.
Me. She's 5.
Yeah, you know, a lady doesn't want to be made older than
right.
she is.
Right, exactly.
She's only 5.
That's right.
All right, so what are the highlights from the magazine?
Well, so in our front of the book section, it's called the Feast Fave section. We always highlight, you know, places that we're excited about. And one of the spots that just recently opened in Maplewood, it's called Water Street. And it's this tiny little place at actually at 7268 Manchester Road, right there in Maplewood. And I love it. It's got this really kind of almost very modern design, but it also kind of feels very mid-century in there. Lots of kind of mirrors on the wall, but low lighting.
Now, when you say tiny, what, 6-10 tables, one of those kind of joints?
Maybe 10-15 tables. Okay. It has an open kitchen where you can see the chef cooking, and then it also has this really kind of great bar area. And actually, they have a fantastic cocktail selection, which, as everybody knows, the big thing right now is cocktails. And so they do a lot of craft cocktails. And they also have a fantastic wine selection with a lot of half bottles on the list, which you don't find a huge amount of on area wine lists. But I love it because you can have a cocktail to start and then share a half bottle of wine. And that's just a perfect amount for dinner for two. And they do a lot of, it's a small menu, and they do a lot of kind of nibbly bits that are meant to go with wine and cocktails at the start of the meal.
Nibbly bits being another word for?
Deviled eggs.
Oh, okay.
And they have this really
so like
nice. Yeah. So, well, kind of. Yeah. It's not Spanish, but yeah, like a lot of kind of small shareable plates.
Okay.
And then they do have some entrees that kind of lean toward very kind of simple, almost comfort food, like chicken pot pie and things like
sure.
that. And they have this trout on the menu that's topped with a roasted beet salad that's really lovely. It's light and it's flavorful and just really approachable, but really well made. So they, like, even their pate, if you're a fan of pate, is kind of a loose pate. So it's served like in this jar. And then they have brioche that they put in a panini press. So it's kind of got a...
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's delicious. It has kind of an oily crunch to it. Lovely.
Now, see, you can get away with saying nibbly bits. If
yes.
I say it, it sounds fairly ridiculous.
No, you just said it.
Nibbly bits?
Wonderful coming.
Okay,
coming
nibbly
from
bits.
You.
Do you think if I was hanging out with a few of my pals and I brought up nibbly bits, you think we'd get the same reaction?
They would say yes to nibbly bits and a cocktail, too.
By the way, you mentioned this cocktail trend.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure you're under to be the social leader that you are. How do you avoid drinking too much when you're going to all these places?
You just learn
here,
to moderate. I mean, yeah, you just learn to moderate.
Because you could have cocktails by the dozens nightly if you
chose. I mean, I go out to dine all the time. I mean, my job is to cover, you know,
right.
food in St. Louis. And so, yeah, I mean, I've got a private dinner that I'm going to tonight. I had dinner with friends last night, and wine is always part of it, but wine and cocktails don't have to be overdone. You can absolutely drink in moderation and make it an enjoyable part of just being paired with food. It's meant to go with food.
Oh, sure, but I'm just saying you have a certain unique pressure on you
yeah.
because when you go into these places, people want to impress you, and they want to show you what they have, and
mm-hmm.
they want to feature their cocktails that they like, and you know, you have to.
It's but, a tough job.
You know, you have to sample.
Yes, I do. I have to sample.
But you sip as a nibbly bit might.
Yes, exactly.
Just nibbly bits of sips.
Yep, everything in moderation.
I understand. Give me another one.
Okay, so another one. This is really fun. It's been open for probably about a year or so. It's called Oh Lolly Lolly, and it's this teeny tiny candy store in the DeMunn section of Clayton. The address is 802 DeMunn Avenue. And it is just, it's adorable. You walk in, and seriously, it is itty bitty. And, but it is so bright. The walls are like this shocking kind of turquoise, which really kind of helps all of the candy stand out. And they have everything from, chocolates to, dime store candy that you just haven't seen in years.
Do they play the lollipop song over and over again at Oh Lolly Lolly?
No, but they have those big lollipops that you just imagine, you know, like Victorian children walking around having like the swirl.
Sounds like a Renaissance festival for candy.
Yeah, exactly.
Giant drumsticks? No, giant lollipop chefs.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And they just have like jawbreakers and gummies and pixie sticks and all different kinds of stuff. It is so much fun. It's a total throwback. And, you know, so you can use children as an excuse to go in, but you know you're going to love it just as much as they do.
Right. You know, I was in St. Augustine, Florida a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought of you because I went into a place that you would love.
What?
It was custom homemade popsicles.
Ooh, fun.
Now, you think of it, it's in Florida, right? It's hot. What's great? Popsicle, lower in calories. They're all 100 calories or less.
Cool.
And just the wackiest taste combinations. And they all worked. And the woman that owned it said, it wasn't a national chain, but it said it's kind of a trend in warm weather climates, these popsicle stands with funky flavors.
Yeah, you know, popsicles are kind of a new frontier. A lot of people kind of play with it. There's actually Leviasana over on Cherokee Street. They're well known for their tacos and, you know, just awesome Mexican food. But across from their location, I don't have the address off the top of my head, but next door to El Bronco, they have an ice cream shop and they do these really amazing popsicles in like strawberry and chili or like different kind of really funky flavors. And it's so nice because honestly, and you kind of are reminded by this when you're around kids, a lot of the stuff that you remember tasting good when you're 5 or 8 years old.
Pretty basic and bland.
Yeah, they're just not good. I mean, popsicles that you pull out of the freezer for kids, like the bright orange, the bright purple, the flavors just aren't good. But that doesn't mean that you don't enjoy something frozen and sweet on a stick. And so,
and this little guy comes in every morning and he makes the popsicles each morning. And I had a strawberry banana.
Ooh, yum.
Which was unbelievable.
And I bet it has real strawberries,
real
banana. Yep. And that's the thing. It's like, just because you grow up doesn't mean that you don't want to still have fun with your food. So places like Oh Lolly Lolly or these kind of adult, more sophisticated popsicles, I mean, there's no reason not to indulge your sweet tooth.
So we just opened another business opportunity. I mean, July or August in St. Louis. How great would
custom popsicles be? Oh, God, it's so hot. I mean, what is it going to be, like almost 90 degrees today?
Yeah, 95 Friday and Saturday. Ugh. All right, I know you've got one more.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't you usually work in threes with me?
I usually work in twos, but I've always got more stuff.
Oh, no, that's fine. I don't want to push you on it. No, that's fine. I have a question for you off the website.
Okay.
I see Matt Holliday is going to do a wine and sign.
Yes.
Sign autographs and sample wine and cheese.
At the Wine and Cheese Place.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. So he's coming out with his own wine. And the Wine and Cheese Place right there in Clayton is a fantastic spot to kind of pop in. I love that store. Have you ever had a chance to go
in
there?
I've not been there,
no. When you walk in, they just have a humongous selection, fantastic service. So when you go in, they have an entire case full, like a big refrigerated case full of cheeses. I mean, wine and cheese obviously go beautifully together. And one of the things that they are really good at is having tastings. Because, I mean, unless you taste wine, you can read about it, but you need to experience it just like anything related to food. You need to go in and taste. So yeah, that Matt Holliday has a new wine that he's putting out, but that's just one example of what the Wine and Cheese Place does on a regular basis as far as, you know, having those tastings. It's a great opportunity.
I wish the new magazine was out. I know I haven't seen it yet.
I have it right here.
Oh, you have it? Over. I didn't know it was out yet.
Yeah, like I said, it's got a big stack of pancakes on the cover.
Oh, by the way, there was another pancake story that came out today, and I know you're going to enjoy this. There's a little French place. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Denny's.
Okay.
Some kids in California. I'm going to give you this story.
Okay.
Some kids in California doing what seemed like a good idea at the time, taking part in the Denny's $5 all-you-can-eat pancake 24-hour marathon.
Okay.
So in other words, for $5 all day long, you can come back and eat more pancakes.
Uh-huh.
Seven young men, teenagers, and if you own and operate your own teenage young man, you know they can pretty much eat anything, right?
Right. Hoovers, I think.
Yeah. There, however, apparently there's a limit. These seven dudes ate 301 pancakes 24 hours. By the way, this wasn't for charity.
That's
301 pancakes.
But they got probably what they were after, which was attention.
They got a lot of attention. They're establishing a new category for stupid in the Guinness Book of World Records, yeah. I think. The average number of calories per dude, 14,000 calories per guy.
You're kidding me.
14,000 calories. Well, 301.
I mean, but pancakes are just flour and eggs and
a little bit of syrup. I'm thinking they might have used a little extra syrup. Once you've gone through your first 200 pancakes, you may need extra syrup just to get the rest down.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a lot.
That just sounds unpleasant.
Yes, it does. I completely agree. By the way, there will not be a feature on that article coming up in the next Feast magazine.
No.
All right, where do I get Feast magazine?
You can pick it up in almost 600 locations throughout the entire St. Louis region. And we also offer subscriptions if you're not able to find a copy. If you want to subscribe, it's $2 a month, and you can roll it into your Sunday Post-Dispatch, and we'll deliver it straight to your house.
$2 a month, that's great.
Yeah, if you go to feaststl.com, you can get the details. But, yeah, just kind of call up the Post and add it to your subscription.
Kat, great to see you. By the way,
great to see you.
Sponsored by Andrew, because I know you're going to tell me right now who
Jimmy's
Kat
on the park.
Jimmy's on the park. 706 to Munn.
All right, yeah, and make your reservations now.
That's right. Love Jimmy's.
8:53. More in a moment on the Big 550 KTRS.